You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Let's move on to the second chapter in this week's U.S.-China Chronicles. President Trump today accused Beijing of manipulating its currency. This is not a new charge, but one thing that has happened is an 8% fall in the Chinese currency against the dollar since the trade spat began in the spring. And that does happen to help Chinese exporters, which means now we not only have talk of a trade war, but of a currency war as well. Marketplace's Scott Tong, our former bureau chief in Shanghai, reports.
In contrast to President Trump, Chinese policymakers aren't always so overt about punching back. But an 8% drop in the currency, the yuan, yeah, that seems at least partially on purpose, says economist Bill Adams with PNC Financial Services.
It was telling for me that the Chinese yuan was appreciating against the U.S. dollar in the first quarter of 2018. And the depreciation of the yuan began after the U.S. started to enact tariffs on Chinese imports.
Here's how depreciation helps Beijing. It's about to get hit with a second round of U.S. tariffs, 10% taxes on $200 billion worth of Chinese soy sauce, vacuum cleaners, fridges, all kinds of stuff. So prices will go up. But a cheaper currency pulls prices back down effectively. It offsets. Brad Setzer is International Economics Fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
I think a weaker currency is probably the easiest way for China to limit the trade impact of U.S. tariffs.
But there are risks. China's weak currency already has President Trump threatening a broader trade war.
Further depreciation almost certainly would have been expected to have produced a political reaction in the U.S.
And a weak yuan, also called the renminbi, spooks investors in China, says economist Derek Scissors at the American Enterprise Institute.
So the number one concern for the Chinese is they have to go slow and not alarm people who hold renminbi, because otherwise they'll sell. They'll sell, you know, assets in the Chinese stock market, they'll sell Chinese bond holdings, etc., and they'll take the money out of the country.
It's a trade-off, perhaps a realistic trade-off in a trade war. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.